It's hard to take the first step when I don't know the way. Each turn is so uncertain. I've learned to walk by faith. But you gave me a promise that you would.
Praise the Lord this morning. Just thank Him for another beautiful day He's given us. As they say down here, just hang around. Let's see what the weather's going to do. But we know God is great, and He is almighty, and we're just placing everything into His hands. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Those of you watching online, welcome, welcome. Hope you're in a good warm spot. You're safe wherever you are. And for those of you that aren't able to get out, whether you're sick, shut in, we're going to ask you, just ask you to pray with us this morning too as you watch or at a later date. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. There are a lot of prayer requests. There are a lot of people that are sick, a lot of people going through issues right now in this world today, and even those that we know. And I'm sure each and every one of us knows someone or maybe multiple people, whether they're under quarantine or they're sick or in the hospital or they're going through procedures. And we have church members that are recovering from situations, and I just can't wait to hear all their praise reports. We just want to give God all the glory. So if you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. And let's take a moment. Let's raise that other one. If you got a praise report, has the Lord touched you? Has He blessed you with anything? Let's just lift Him up. Dear Lord, we just praise You this morning. Dear Lord, we want to honor You. Lord, we thank You, dear Lord, for allowing us the opportunity to gather in Your house, dear Lord. We thank You for the technology, dear Lord, for those that are sick, those that are shut in, or those that aren't able to be with us, whether now or at a later date, to be able to watch this service online. Dear Lord, we want to glorify You. It's not about us. It is all about You. Dear Lord, it's all about You, my Lord. And we just love and praise You. We thank You for Your healing, for your protection, dear Lord, for your touch, dear Lord, for all the many blessings you've given each and every one of us. But, dear Lord, we most of all thank you for that precious blood that you shed for us. Lord, we thank you for our salvation. Dear Lord, we thank you. And, dear Lord, we thank you for being our Redeemer. Dear Lord, we just love and praise you. Dear Lord, now as we pray for each and every hand that was raised, every prayer request, dear Lord, those that are being placed on the line today, dear Lord, those are phone calls, those texts, Lord, those that we just ask you to touch each and every situation. Lord, keep us safe, dear Lord, during this weather as it comes in, dear Lord, we ask for your protection upon it, dear Lord, and for each and every one of us, dear Lord. But we just want to give you all the honor and all the glory that you so justly deserve. In your most precious name, Jesus, we pray. And everybody says, amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. We're going to do a song this morning we don't normally do on Sunday mornings, but it's just as I was praying and just asking God for guidance. It's on page 277, Redeemed. If you know the Lord this morning, you can sing this. Let's all join in. Let's just lift the Lord up and just thank him for his holy presence and for his salvation and his love for us. I'm redeemed. Praise God. Let's all just sing out.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today. Yes, Lord. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow, time vanish away. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed.
By love divine.
Glory.
Song.
say you've been redeemed. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just love you. Praise God. Again, so good to see y'all. And I know we may be slight in numbers this morning, but and for those of you that are at home, as I said earlier, we love you. Just join in with us. Just worship the Lord. And let's be prepared for His Word as it comes forth this morning. Because I believe in His Word, and it's true and everlasting. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. I don't have any announcements up here. Do we have any announcements to be brought forth? You're going to mention tonight later? Okay, there will not be a service tonight due to weather. We're going to ask you just to be careful, each and every one of you. Be in much prayer, for like I said, for all those prayer requests. Watch your text blast, and we'll just keep everybody informed on what's going on. And we're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. Praise God. Love our young people. Praise the Lord. Brother Luke, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Sister Kayla, come up here and help us. Amazing grace.
Unending love. Wait, can you say praise the Lord? Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Isn't it good to know Jesus? Amen. Praise God. How many knows that Jesus is with us wherever we go? Go to the highest mountain, you'll find him there. Go to the lowest valley, certainly he's always there. Not only is he there in those physical places, but he's always there in the spiritual places too. You can be high as a kite, still feel the presence of the Lord. You can feel so low that your knuckles are dragging the ground spiritually, but the Lord is always there to lift us up. I've been on the mountain with Jesus, and I've been in the valley so low, but not one time has he failed me. Where to him with my trouble I go. So let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Church, I've been on the mountain with Jesus. Yes, and I've been in the valley so low. Oh, but not one time has he failed me. Where to him with my trouble I go. So let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Just let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We need him every day of our life. So good to have you with us this morning. We certainly appreciate you braving the inclement weather and coming out and being in the house of the Lord this morning. Story has it that young family was getting ready to go to church. And there was not a cloud in the sky. The little boy brought his umbrella, got in the car, and his daddy said, "Why are you bringing an umbrella to the church?" He said, "Well, I heard the preacher was going to preach up a storm. I don't believe I'll have to preach up a storm this morning." Even God has already seen fit to give us a little bit of weather precipitation this morning. And I promise not to keep you very long this morning, but I do want to leave you with a word if I can this morning. I've been just completely immersed in the book of St. Matthew for several weeks now, and several of my sermons have in fact come from the book of Matthew. And again, I want to return to the book of Matthew this morning. This time in the fifth chapter, I want to look at the first three verses in the fifth chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Thank you for those who are here standing for the reading of God's holy and precious word. The writer says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a high mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for your many blessings, for your grace and your mercy. Father, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to gather here in this house to worship and praise you. For those who have braved the elements to be here, Father, we thank you for that. Asking you, God, now just to reach out and touch. Bless all those needs this morning. God, we know that many are sick, many are afflicted. Father, many are shut in this morning, and we pray your blessing upon each and every one. Now just lead us and guide us, Lord, in the way that you'd have us to go. Anoint these lips of clay. God, use this vessel to speak to our hearts, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. And Father, I pray that you would keep all safe today, Father, during this time of inclement weather. And we'll give you praise and honor and glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord this morning. I want to read you verse number 3 from the Amplified Version, King James Bible, to go into just a little bit more detail as to the words that Christ spoke to this people, this congregation, this multitude of people, the Bible said. It said, "Blessed, which is happy, to be envied and spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the poor in spirit, the humble, who rate themselves insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I would like this morning to leave you with this thought: spiritually rich. Spiritually rich. And in that, we are spiritually blessed. Regardless of what we have, regardless of what we obtain, regardless of even if we have the greatest health in the world or not good health at all, if we're born again, if we are knowing about the salvation of Jesus Christ, if we have been taught through the Word of God that we can in fact be born again and we can have the blood of Jesus applied to our sinful life, we are spiritually rich. Amen. Regardless of what we go through, regardless of the trials, regardless of the afflictions, the setbacks, the pitfalls, the stepping stones that life throws at us, almost on a daily basis, we are still a very blessed people because we know that this is not our eternal home. How many knows that we're going to a better place? How many knows we're going to a place prepared by Jesus Christ himself? Think about that, the love that Jesus has for us, and he is now preparing us a place where we can dwell with him forever. I want to take you back in time, if I can, for just a little while. Jesus was in the beginning stages of his ministry. Already, he had touched people's lives. Already, people had been healed. Already, people's lives were changed. And certainly, the news began to spread about this Messiah, this master, this teacher, the prophet. Many called him different things. Some did not realize or understand that he was, in fact, the Son of God. But they knew there was something special about this man called Jesus. So he began to attract many, many crowds. The Bible here explains it or describes it as a multitude of people. And Jesus opened his mouth. And we've often said, when Jesus opens his mouth, we better listen. Amen. He's not just shooting the breeze. He's telling us something that we can apply to our lives. And Jesus had looked over the multitudes. And Jesus sees people very differently than you and I. You and I can only surmise people when we see them. How many knows that first impressions sometimes are very wrong? Sometimes we meet somebody for the first time and we don't necessarily like them or was not attracted to them. And we find out later that maybe the first impression was wrong. They're really a pretty nice person and we get to know them and like them. That's because we judge too many people by their outward appearance. We judge too many people about their physicalness rather than their heart. But Jesus sees people different.
I mean, he's glad that he looks into our heart. He looks beyond our outward appearance, and he looks into the soul of man. And I can almost see Jesus as, but before he begins to speak, as he begins to visualize the multitude. Now, we see here today, and it's not, it wouldn't take very long to look over the crowd today because the crowd is small, just to kind of look and see. But even at that, I don't know what situations you've had this week. I don't even know what you had this morning or what's going on in your mind or what you have planned for the week. I don't know that. I can see you and I can see the expressions on your face and I can see and tell that you love God and you love one another. But as Jesus began to look over the multitude, not only did he see them, but he saw in them. And he saw a lot of depression. He saw a lot of sadness. He saw things that you and I probably would not ever realize. You got to understand that this was a defeated people, a people that were probably living hand to mouth, people that probably didn't have a great future to look forward to. Many were sick, many were afflicted, many were malnourished because of the affliction of the Israelite people, because of the captivity and because of the rulers of outward nation or outside nations. It had caused a hardship upon the people. And they didn't drive cars there to meet Jesus. Many of them walked great distances. They were probably tired and probably very weary, but they were hopeful. Man, isn't it great to know that even though our outward appearance may suffer sometimes, there is a hope within us. That's the reason when I see or I hear what's going on in the world today, it may affect my outward appearance for a little bit. But then, Brother David, I realize that there is hope within me. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. And that hope is in the promise that he said, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. I will, in fact, go all the way with you. And I thank God for that promise. But Jesus saw something in that multitude of people. And he began to address this message for them. Now, Jesus wasn't like us ministers. I don't think he had to go and study for 3 or 4 days and run reference and look back over previous notes and really pray. I think he did pray to the Father to give him the words to speak. But how many knows that every time Jesus opened his mouth, it was a message? It was a sermon. Glory to God. Brother Thomas sings a song sometimes, the red letters. If you don't read nothing else in the Bible, you ought to read something through the red letters every day of your life to know what Jesus spoke while he was here on this earth and how it not only applied to folks then, but it still applies to our life today. So Jesus began to speak to them. And I don't know if you've ever met anybody that had the ability to converse with anyone. They could stand with the most intellectual people of this world and be able to carry on a conversation, as well as they could stand on, I don't want to be offensive, but maybe the common man such as me, and my vocabulary is very limited and my education is not the greatest in the world, and still be able to relate to people like me. That is a special talent to be able to do that. And how many know that Jesus had that ability? He could stand before the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. He could stand before the kings, and yet he could reach down to the most humble man upon this earth and still be able to converse to them. And Jesus saw into their lives, and he saw into their spirits, and he saw into their heart. And he reminded them. You know, he didn't browbeat them. He didn't say, you ragtag bunch of people. You poor folks, bless your hearts. I know you got it bad. Lord, emergency, let's just all get together and have a pity party. Come on, somebody tell me who had it the worst this week. No, he didn't do that. He began to give them hope. He began to speak faith into their spirit. He began to recognize something within them to let them know that maybe things aren't good. Maybe things are not going the way that you thought they would go. Maybe you have been in a depressed situation. Maybe your family is suffering, and maybe you've lost your job, and maybe you don't have a whole lot to look forward to in the future. But I want to remind you today that if you are spiritually filled, if you are spiritually anointed, then you are in fact spiritually rich in the blessings of the Lord. Can somebody testify to the fact today that I'm a spiritual millionaire because of the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ? And in these three short verses, and I'm not going to try to preach the entire Sermon on the Mount. It would take probably a six-month revival, Brother David, to preach all that Jesus preached in just one day. Man. But I do want to touch on that verse number three this morning. Touches on several situations. First of all, he reminds them that if you're blessed, you are happy. It is a shame that we have to remind folks of that today. You know why we have to remind folks of that? Because they're spiritually reborn, but their happiness, amen, is affected by their outward or by the things around them. Never, ever let circumstances steal your joy. Don't let the cares of this world beat you up. Don't let the news on the channel, amen, whatever channel you turn it to, get you down and discouraged, and let it kill the happiness and the joy that comes with being a Christian. Because I know that one of these days, I'm going to leave all this behind. And that doesn't bother me. In fact, it gets me a little excited. It makes me happy because I've been told, and I've read in the Bible, that everything that I'm going to have need of is already being prepared for me by my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So he looked at these people. You know, I can only imagine. I can only get a visual a sight of the people. And, you know, the Bible talks about them poor and destitute. Struggling. And I don't know about you, but if you're born again, you're going to have a certain amount of compassion. You're going to look at people differently than the world looks at them. Oh, I love the compassion of children. They don't understand yet. You know, it really tears them up when it does to my grandkids when you say that person is homeless. Oh, Papa, you mean they don't have a home? See, sometimes when we're adults, sometimes when we see situations like that, we're very quick to judge them and say, well, they could have it better if they wanted to. But the children have compassion and say they're in a bad situation and we should try to help them. When Jesus looked into the lives of those people, he had compassion on them. But rather than telling them over and over how bad it is, how bad you've got it, or there's no hope for you, he began to try to lift them up and encourage them through the Word of God and through a relationship with Jesus. If you want anything to lift you up out of the misery, if you want to do anything to lift you up out of the doldrums of this world, you have a relationship with Jesus. That's the greatest thing this side of heaven that we can have. And it ought to cause us to be happy. You know, the Bible, the song says, if you're happy and you know it, then your face is going to surely show it. Sometimes we Christians, people can't tell if we're happy or not. Can't tell if we're saved or not. Because we're just as frustrated as the rest of the world. We don't need to be. Because there's something within us, as Mother used to saying, that the world can't give and the world can't take away. Are you thankful for that? Are you thankful for the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ? Secondly, in the Amplified Version, it says, it's describing blessed, basically what it's doing. Blessed, in parentheses, happy, to be envied, and spiritually prosperous. When he likes to be prosperous. I haven't met too many people. There's some in the world that don't want to be prosperous. You know why they don't want to be prosperous? Because people will expect more out of them. Man, I want to be prosperous in everything that I do. I want it to prosper. But to be spiritually prosperous should be the number one goal in my life. And we can be spiritually prosperous. When everything around us is falling apart,
Amen. How many knows greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world? So he reminded them, if in fact you know the Lord, if in fact you are spiritually blessed, then you can be spiritually prosperous. Things will prosper in your spirit that may never actually come to fulfillment in a materialistic form. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than receive. Please do not get the idea that if you give somebody a dollar, you think you're going to get 10 back. It's not what you give, it's the way that you give. But if you do give somebody something or you help somebody, it may not come back in a monetary form, but it may come back in a blessing of health or of goodness and of mercy. You see, God's got so many great gifts he can give us. Money doesn't mean anything to God. He makes a way. Oh, we could have filled up that meal barrel. That wouldn't have been nothing to fill up that meal barrel. But he decided, I'll just put a little bit in it every day, and that'll remind them every day, my blessings come from the Lord. Many of us who have a relationship with the Lord need to be reminded that every day, my blessing comes from the Lord. How many is thankful that God woke you up this morning? How many is thankful that God gave you a desire and an opportunity to come and worship him? You're spiritually prosperous. You're spiritually prosperous, regardless of how much you got in the bank account, regardless of how many automobiles you own or what kind of house you live in. If you know Jesus and Jesus is alive and well in your life, then you're spiritually prosperous. You're spiritually rich. And then the writer goes on to say that we have temporary joy. Stay with me. He does not say temporary. In fact, it is the exact opposite. He says you have lifelong joy.
Right.
Now, can you identify with me that every day is not a joyous day? You ever had one of those days? Things didn't go right? Come on, you're in the house of God. Be honest.
Yes.
We all have them, don't we? Some things don't go the way we want them to go. Have you ever noticed when you're in a big hurry, every traffic light's red? But when you got plenty of time, you just breeze right through them. You say, God, are you messing with me? No, he's not. Every day, the experiences that we have are not always joyous, but it doesn't affect the lifelong joy that is within me. Man, we were at a funeral yesterday, and I was reminded of this. And I honestly do not see how anybody, anywhere, copes with the loss of a loved one if they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't know where else you can get comfort except through the Spirit of the Lord at the passing of a loved one. Now, the outward, the flesh, was not joyous at the fact that a loved one had gone home to be with the Lord. But because that loved one was born again, and because that loved one had given their life to Jesus Christ, the spirit was joyful, if you understand what I'm talking about. The spirit was joyful that another one had gone home to glory to be with the Lord forever. Nothing should ever steal the lifelong joy that is within a Christian, a born-again Christian, regardless of what happens in the world. Blessed. Spiritually prosperous with lifelong joy. And then the Amplified goes on to say, not only that, but God's favor. I mean, he's thankful for God's favor. Not the favor of man. It's hard to please man. Going to find folks that's just not going to be pleased by you. In fact, it hurts a Christian's feelings sometimes, but you'll run into folks that don't even like you. Think it not strange. Jesus Christ, the most perfect person in the world, was disliked by many, was ridiculed, was spat upon. But yet he loved them. He became the supreme sacrifice, but he also lived an example. Love them whether they love you or not. To live in God's favor is to be spiritually rich. And then he mentions the word satisfaction. There's so many people today that have not reached that point. They're not satisfied with anything. The newness of something only lasts temporary, and then they're wanting to get something else. They're just really never satisfied. It's almost a society behavior to not be satisfied with what you have. Listen, whatever God wants me to have down here, I'm satisfied with, because that means it's going to be that much easier for me to put it behind me when I go to heaven. If I'm like the poor old rich man in the Bible that says, I know what I'll do. I'll just tear down these old barns, build me some bigger barns, and I'll say, so be at ease. He said, thy food this night, the soul will be required of thee. I don't want anything here to hinder me. I don't want to be so amassed with material things that I hate to give them up when that trumpet sounds. I do not ever want to be accused of saying, wait a minute, Lord. When that trumpet sounds, I want to be ready to go. I better be ready to go.
Amen.
If the Lord so chooses to come back before I breathe my last breath, then I want to meet him in the sky. I'm satisfied with my salvation. I'm not satisfied that I do enough for Christ. Don't get me wrong. I can always reach a little higher. I can always do a little more. I can always pray more. But I'm satisfied that Jesus Christ is alive and well in my soul, and that's the greatest thing. And that's what makes me know that I am spiritually rich. Not only am I happy, not only am I spiritually prosperous with a lifelong joy and satisfaction and in God's favor, but finally and basically the most important thing that it says all of that, and salvation. If God never ever answers another prayer for me, it's going to take me an eternity to thank him for salvation. If he never ever heals my body again, that doesn't give me a reason not to praise him and thank him for his precious shed blood that caused me to be able to accept him as Lord and Savior, to be filled with his Spirit, to give me salvation when I was unworthy. I got so much to thank him for. So he was reminding this group of people that a lot of society had written off. A lot of people would call them poor, destitute, never going to be any better, never going to see anything any better than the life they're living now. Jesus didn't choose to tell them how bad it was. He chose to tell them how good it was. So many times when we're moaning and groaning and complaining to Jesus, he's wanting to let us know that as soon as you get that out, I want to tell you how spiritually blessed you are. Amen. You were able to get up this morning, as I said. You were able. You had the mind. You had the ability. And you had the desire to come and praise the Lord and worship him for his goodness and for his mercy. I just wanted to remind us this morning how well off we are, how blessed that we are. Not only does God give us that salvation, but I believe he does take care of the body as well. Every day I trust him with my health and with my body. And I still believe in healing. I still believe that God is able to heal and to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask and think. So don't let Satan beat you up and tell you how bad it is and how bad you have it. You remind him of that is within you. And we were talking about yesterday, one of these days we're going to be released from this old body of flesh. Wherever we want to point the finger of accusation, I think the main one that we need to point to is that body of flesh that this spirit has dwelled. That's what gives me my biggest problem. It's myself. We're quick to blame others, but it's that flesh that is weak. But thank God that is within me. That spirit, that salvation, that Holy Ghost makes me be spiritually rich. May God bless you today. Thank you for coming. I promised I would not try to keep you long, but I did want to share that with us this morning. It's been burning on my heart. Just wanted to convey that to you this morning. Maybe it helped somebody. If not, it certainly helped me to realize how blessed we are as a people. If you would stand this morning, even though we're small in number, God is great. If you have a need, if you want to bring that before the altar this morning, we will pray with you, pray for you. Is anyone here today in need of prayer? Please come forward and we will anoint you. Again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to tell you this morning to please be careful, drive safely. It's not so much you, it's the other person you need to look out for. Be careful for that. And again, we will not be having service tonight. because of the weather, I understand that the weather seemingly is supposed to keep this up on even until dark. So be very, very careful. May God bless each and every one of you. We love you from the depths of our heart. Be blessed, be careful, and be safe. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we anoint this morning, God, I pray your protection. God, I pray your safety. Father, lead them, guide them, direct them. Keep them safe, long, warm, and safe. God, I pray, Lord, that you just let your guardian angel encamp around the valley. God, give them a good safe travel. Lord, I pray, God, that you keep them healthy. Lord, just be with them each and every day, every moment of every day. Father, we'll look to you to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. By faith, Lord, we call it done in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for
yourself. Yes.
Brother Jim, come dismiss us with a word of prayer. God bless you each. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, so wonderful to be able to come in the house of the Lord. And I know for those of you watching online, again, if you have any prayer requests, please just put it in your comments. And we'll be glad to pray with you. We believe in the power of prayer. In our Lord's name, Jesus Christ. It's not us. It's Jesus. Amen. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Well, as Brother Eddie said, y'all be careful going home. Have a wonderful rest of the day. And just also, like I said, with so many prayer requests, just keep, you know, giving God the glory for the healings that he's doing, dear Lord, and for the protection. All righty. Well, this prayer will be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. Lord, again, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Lord, your word is powerful. And, dear Lord, we thank you for your blessings on us. And, dear Lord, may we continue, dear Lord, to be the vessel that your light can shine through. As we prepare to part, dear Lord, keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God.
I'll never be more loved than I am right.